理课堂听 class.com。
Conversation with him.
Yeah, I did. Things escalated.
Get active. We need help here.
Bring him on into three. Kathy, I'm going to need 10 cc's of xylocaine.
That's you. She's up to blood. Do that.
Thanks, guys. I'll take it from here. I said thank you. I'll take it from here.
Let's go.
Okay, let's take a look at you. You're okay. You're okay. What happened?
Nothing.
This isn't nothing, Michael. I need you to tell me what happened.
Don't make me lie to you. Please.
I think you better have IA start an investigation.
Oh, there's no need. We know what happened.
Perhaps you'd be good enough to enlighten me.
Well, there's a pair of gardening shears left on the floor of the shed. Evidently, he stepped on them.
Blade went right through his boot, huh?
Yeah.
So, why wasn't the boot still on his foot?
Like I said, Doc, we got taken care of.
Let's go.
Kill our express ticket out of here.
Look what he did to you. You're not going to last a second in this place unless I do something about it.
You ever hear of top flight charters?
Yeah.
They operate flights from small airfields across the Midwest, like the one 10 miles from here. They're run by a shell corporation Abruzzi owns. We get them on board, there's going to be a midnight flight waiting for us the night we get outside those walls.
You willing to risk the entire escape on a guy you don't even know?
Preparation can only take you so far.After that, you gotta take a few leaps of faith.
Abruzzi's a huge leap of faith, Michael.
I'm not talking about Abruzzi. There's someone else who holds the key to this entire thing. With him, it either works or it doesn't. Problem is, I couldn't know who that was until he got in here.
Sucre? He can't be serious. The guy's a thief, Michael. He can't be trusted.
I'm gonna have to trust him. Because he's my cellmate.
How well do you know him?
About as well as a man can in a week.
You tell him. He tells everyone. We're done. You know that, right?
If we don't get him on board, there's not going to be any digging in that cell. And if there's no digging in that cell, then there's no escape.
It's me, baby. You there? Pick up if you're there, mommy. I've been in the shoe. I've been thinking about you.
About your body.
God, I've been thinking about your body.
Hello?
Mrs. Segado, hi, how you doing?
It's me, Fernando.
Sorry to bother you at home, but you know what's up with Mari Cruz's cell phone? It just keeps going straight to voicemail.
Maybe she has it turned off?
Any chance you know where she is?
I know exactly where she is.
And that'll be?
With Hector.
Hector?
That's right. They're at the mall, I think.
I don't suppose next time you see her, you could have her turn her phone back on?
Mrs. Delgado, I know you
don't like me, but I love your daughter and she loves me. We're going to get married, you know?
If you were a decent man and you really loved her, you'd let her live her life.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'll tell her you call.
I'm looking to do some damage.
Oh, you come to the right place.
I want to do it slow. Inflict the maximum amount of pain so a guy wishes he'd just die, you know, get it over with, but just can't quite get there.
Oh, I got that. I got that. Look at this right here, boss. I call it the gutter. Jam it up there in the stomach. And these bits right here hook the intestines. You give it a pullback. Poor sucker's guts are hanging right out of his stomach. And he'll get a real good look at him because the wound's not fatal. At least not until the infection sets in.
They've gotten to you, haven't they? The other prisoners. My God, Michael, this place is gonna kill you.
You said you talked to a woman. What was her name?
Letitia.
Letitia Barris.
How'd you know?
A year ago, I was doing exactly what you're doing, trying to find out the truth. It's a bottomless pit, Veronica. They designed it that way, so that by the time you got to the bottom of it, Lincoln would be dead.
Why didn't you tell me you were doing this?
Once the day was set, once that final appeal had been rejected, he had 60 days to live. Figured I could play their game and watch him die in the process. Or I could take matters into my own hands.
You don't have to do that. Letitia knows something. I can get out of her, or maybe we can reopen Lincoln's case.
What'd she tell you?
She said that somebody else was behind the killing of the vice president's brother.
Who?
She got spooked. She took off before I could get anything out of her. She's holed up in the Elysian Fields project. I'm going to go see her this afternoon. The
place is dangerous. You should take someone with you.
Who?
Fiancé would be a good place to start.
I think that's probably the last thing in the world Sebastian would ever want to do.
It's good to see you.
Me too.
No priors, a good student. Then you get yourself arrested for intent to sell. Good life get a little boring?
It was stupid. It won't happen again.
Well, we're all here to make sure of that. I took some time to speak to your mother before you came in. She told me that there were some extenuating circumstances in your life,
right? Yeah, if you're talking about that guy at Fox River, he's got nothing to do with this.
He refuses to call him his father.
The world would be a better place without him.
LJ,
it's clear to me you've got a lot of anger, young man. Misdirected, it could land you in the wrong place. So to make sure that doesn't happen, you're going to have to check in with me once a week. Fridays, 1 hour. Your attendance at school and your grades need to be pristine.
Absolutely.
And to give you a real good idea where that anger of yours will get you if you don't rein it in, I'm signing you up for the Scared Straight program at Fox River. You'll have a mentor who you'll work with weekly and give you a little perspective.
A mentor?
Your father.
That ain't what I think it is.
It ain't what you think it is.
Fish, a cell phone in here? That's cardinal sin number one. They can tack 2 years until you're bit automatic.
If they catch you.
Well, you know what kind of trouble I can get for just knowing what I know?
Now that means you can make calls whenever you want, right? I don't like the look in your eye. What's in there? You never saw it. Got it?
Why didn't you include any names?
Why would I want anyone to watch me die?
I've seen it happen a number of ways. Some people want to go it alone. Others have grandiose statements they want to make. But most want some member of their family there before they leave this world.
I'll do it alone.
Son, in my opinion, all inmates who have made that choice have deeply regretted it in their final minutes. I'll leave it blank for now. You have less than 4 weeks now. You should give it some thought.
Working with them, aren't you? You think I'm stupid, lady? I hear the clicks on my phone. I see the cars out there on the street.
I know you're scared. I am too. But please, put the gun down. Where are you going?
Ireland. What difference does it make?
It makes all the difference. Nobody's ever gotten your testimony.
That's exactly the reason I'm still breathing.
I'm not with them, Letitia. You have to believe
me. Oh, yeah? And what you sneaking in here for?
I thought maybe they'd gotten to you.
Oh, yeah? And why do you care so much about my well-being all of a sudden?
I don't.
Finally, an honest answer.
But maybe you can save Lincoln. And maybe you can bring down the guys who killed your boyfriend in the process. If somebody killed you and Crab could have done something to the guys who did it, you think he would have?
I'm not as strong as he was. I can't take those people on.
I'll take them on. All you have to do is come to my office and tell me what you know. I'll type it up. You can sign the affidavit and split. I'll take you to the airport myself.
All right,
Fella.
Hey, what's up, Lincoln?
Want some extra time outside for the next couple of weeks?
Paint fumes and PI must be getting to you.
Cell phones allowed in here?
Who?
Extra time outside. A couple of cigarettes.
Half hour, 1 week. One cigarette.
Have a con name, Sucre.
Fibonacci fingers you. He put you in prison for life. Yet you act like you don't even want to find out where he is.
That's not true, Philly.
Well, maybe it's because you don't think you have anything to lose anymore. You know, you're already locked up. Maybe you like it here. I mean, I don't know. But what I do know is that if Fibonacci testifies next month, you and I are going to be neighbors. And I am not going to let that happen.
I don't think you would fit in here, Philly. Fancy suits and ties and shirts.
I think you're right, so let's cut to the chase. Did you break this kid? Did he tell you where Fibonacci is?
What is this?
It's a little gift from me to you.
And he says?
Yeah, you won't crack.
Perhaps you should consider using a different methodology then, John. From what I gather, there are far worse threats in prison other than bodily harm.
What happened to the days when you used to trust me, Philly, that I would get things done?
Those were the days when we actually did get things done, John.
Daddy! 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 Did you hear the news?
What news?
We're going to stay with Uncle Philly at the lake for a few weeks.
Yeah, and we're going to have a good time. You're right, John. Maybe you're right. I do trust you. Now, you're going to take care of that thing, aren't you?
How are those boneyard visits going with that girlfriend of yours? Imagine pretty good, huh? You know, visitation rules stipulate conjugals are only for married couples.
We're engaged. Besides, I got that coming to me because I ain't cause no static in this place. Please, don't dead my conjugals.
I won't.
Thank you.
But in exchange, you have to tell me where that cell phone is.
Cell phone?
Don't play stupid with me. I'm giving you a chance to save your precious conjugals. You lied to me. They're gone and they're never coming back. Where's that cell phone?
What's
transfer came in. They want you in administration.
He didn't talk.
Who
All I gotta say is I better get to make all the calls I want.
Gonna be kind of hard.
Soap? I lost my conjugals over soap?
You may have lost your conjugals, but I can do you one better. I can get you to her.
To Mighty Cruz. You can get me to Mighty Cruz.
That's right.
Yeah? And how are you gonna do that?
We're breaking out of here.
How?
It starts in our cell.
In our cell?
Tell you the truth, it's already started.
Are you crazy? You think I want to break out of here? 16 months from now, I'm out the gate. I'm getting married, Poppy, and I'm sure as hell not doing it with no posse on my ass. Man, I ought to beat you 6 ways till Sunday. I lost my conjugal pendejo, and all because of your little bar of soap.
I had to test you. See if you could keep a secret.
You want a secret? I got a secret for you, Fish. You dig in my cell while I'm there, and I'm going to split your wig. You may die entendiendo.
That went well.
Why don't we start with Lincoln's relationship with your boyfriend?
Real simple. He owed my man $90,000 and he wasn't getting it done. Then all of a sudden, it gets done. Crab walks in with $90,000 and a big-ass smile on his face.
Who paid him?
Not Lincoln. They paid his marker.
Who's they? It's all right, Letitia. I told you you're safe here.
Crab brought this guy home, never seen him before. Crab did what he always did when he was doing big business. He told me to take a walk, so that's exactly what I did. There was something about this guy, though. He wasn't the kind of guy Crab usually dealt with.
What do you mean?
Couldn't put my finger on it until he went outside. Then I knew. He had that look.
What look?
You know. Like they own the place. Like they're untouchable. Like their government.
So the government paid Lincoln's debt? Did the Crab say what they wanted in return? All right. Just give me a moment to type this up. Where are you going?
I'm gonna have a smoke.
Look, this is only gonna take me a minute.
So the smoke.
No redness or swelling, so that's no sign of infection. I'm gonna keep you on antibiotics for the next 10 days. You should be good. Michael, you understand by law, I'm obligated to file a report if I feel there's been prisoner misconduct. There's no way this injury happened by stepping on a blade in a garden shed.
If you file a report, things could get a lot worse for me.
They're not already?
Not compared to what they could be. I've made some enemies.
Yeah. Scared? Men. Okay, here's what I think. I think you are scared. And you wouldn't be human if you weren't scared in a place like this.
When I was young, I couldn't sleep at night because I thought there was a monster in the closet. But my brother told me there wasn't anything in the closet but fear. That fear wasn't real. He said it wasn't made of anything. It was just air. Not even that. He said you just have to face it. You just have to open that door, and the monster would disappear.
Brother sounds like a smart man.
He is. And here, though, you face your fear, you open that door, and there's 100 more doors behind it. And the monsters that are hiding behind them are all real.
If you want, I could recommend you be sent to ADSEC.
With the rape victims and the snitches.
It would keep you safe.
Thanks. But I think I'd like to face the monsters on my own.
Have a good smoke?
I don't smoke.
Didn't mean to startle you. Special Agent Kellerman, Secret Service.
We've been informed that you obtained a copy of the surveillance tape entered as evidence in the Lincoln Burroughs trial.
Is there a problem with that?
We're just following up.
Has there been some amendment to the Freedom of Information Act that I'm not aware of?
You know, when a prisoner gets close to the end of his time on death row, There's a lot of last minutes.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand why this would be a problem for the Secret Service.
Oh, it's not. The prosecution made its case far beyond any reasonable doubt, and we know that we have the right man. That being said, if you come across anything that could shed some light on his innocence, I'm offering my help.
Sounds great. I really appreciate you coming by. Do you have a card, Agent Kellerman?
Of course. Don't hesitate to call.
Thanks.
Time. I'm at the reception hall. The coordinator's here. The vendors.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't talk right now.
See, we take his whole foot.
We could cut off all his limbs. He still wouldn't talk. Pain's not the answer here. Maybe the Beatles were right after all. Maybe all you need is love.
What are you doing?
Doesn't look like I'm doing. I'm rolling it up. You can't do this. I'm done playing your reindeer games, Fish. I'm going to transfer to a nice, quiet cell with a normal cellie. One that doesn't screw my entire life up.
Look, I'm sorry about your conjugals, but if you go now, don't do this, please.
Listen to me, Fish. I got 16 months. I got a fiance to think about. I get caught with a hole in my wall. I don't get to see the real world for another 5 years.
Let's go, Sucre.
I can't do that. There's always a solution. We can work it out.
Sorry, Fish.
Can I ask you something? Why have you denied any family or loved ones to be there for you in the end?
Why would I let them watch me die? I've caused them enough pain.
Maybe it's not about them watching you die.
Maybe it's about me watching them live. That the final torture?
No. It's about how you want to leave this world. What's the last image you want to take with you? A stranger?
Got an issue with our little friend over there?
Don't gotta come to you. You don't give the green light.
Everything in here runs through me. You know that.
Maytag's in the ground because of that piece of detritus.
So now you want him.
Every day. For the rest of his bid.
Seems you and I have something in common then.
Easy enough, Fish. Don't make this any harder than it needs to be. It's time we came to an arrangement, don't you think?
You know, I was thinking I was gonna gut you bow to stern as soon as I laid eyes on you. But a lack a day, you look so pretty when you're scared, don't you? Maybe we ought to get the love out of the way before we move on to the hate. What do you say to that, pretty? Hmm? Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's time. time I lit up that leather once and for all. Talk too much. You and I need to have a conversation. What happened in there was my way of saying, I know I've been going about this whole thing the wrong way. I'm trying to make amends here. Bygones were bygones.
You're a mercurial man, John.
I prefer bold.
All right, just keep it moving, guys. Come on.
Tell me what you need from me.
A trade. You get me a plane, and I'll get you Fibonacci.
What do you need a plane for?
I think you know.
I help you, I mean, you know that, don't you?
I do.
Just gotta know the exact date and time.
I'll tell you soon enough.
Soon enough ain't gonna cut it. I need to be outside these walls before Fibonacci testifies.
You will be.
He testifies in 1 month.
Then we'll be out in plenty of time.
If not, you're a corpse. So you better cut the crap. Tell me the exact date and time so I can start making the arrangements.
I don't know if I can trust you with that information yet.
Why not?
Like I said, John, you're a mercurial man.
Louis, take these off.
I think I can do that.
Come on, man, I'm in a cage. 10 minutes. Please. It's my kid.
So, here we are.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
You know, in trouble.
How's your mom?
She's good.
Hey, I've been talking to the chaplain, and they'd like me to decide on who I should have at the, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when you get to the end, you start to realize what's important to you. You know, who really matters to you. And, you know, that leaves you and Mike. The only blood I got left in this world.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not really following what you're saying.
Well, in the end, the only thing that matters is love. Blood. Family. You. Give me your hand.
What are you doing?
Give me your hand. Give me your hand. I want you to be there. I want you to be there the day before I die. So I can see you. So I can hold you. I love you. I've always loved you.
This whole thing, I don't know if I can take it.
Me either. I don't have a choice. You do.
I am so sorry. I met with this woman today, and she knew things about Lincoln's case. And then she just disappeared. I think something happened to her.
Look, I'm going to make this real easy for you. Do you want to get married? Or not?
I don't know.
Wonderful.
Maybe we could postpone it. Okay, I can't do this right now. My head's not in it. It's supposed to be a celebration.
If you're really telling me you want to postpone this thing, then I want to cancel it.
Sebastian, I'm sorry.
I'll come get my stuff tomorrow.
A new silly. As luck would have it, I found him in psych ward. You're the only guy with an empty tray, so...
Psych ward?
You got a problem with that? Because if you do, please, feel free to drop it in my suggestion box here.
Hey, Wire, get in here. Close it up on 40.
Oh, Schofield. Just a heads up. Don't make eye contact with him.
Lincoln, we have a problem. I got a new cellmate.
Who? That's a problem.
We're just gonna have to bring him on board.
You can't bring a guy like that on board.
Then I'll work at night, when he's sleeping.
10 feet, Schofield.
How far behind are we?
3 days.
I thought you said the margin for error was 0 days.
I did.
Buddy, he's got a place way back up in these woods. I'm up here hunting around this time of year. Man. Back in. Come here. Take her out there.
She's nothing. Nobody would believe her if she talked to anyone. 100 yards
or so, she'd do it. Do it.
Go!
I'm sorry. You gotta believe that. Damn it.
What's your problem?
I got a neuroanatomic lesion affecting my reticular activating system.
What does that mean?
It means I don't sleep at all.